Well, they've got a high-powered offense that he's brought to their team from the University of Oregon, where he coached at, and the players seem to have bought into some of the things, his philosophy. So they're making a lot of progress. They started off real slow, but they've begun to gain some momentum, 5 wins in a row. So it seems like things are going well.
What's it like for you having Harrison Smith back today?
It's huge. I mean, he's a playmaker for us. We've missed him greatly, his leadership on the field, his ability to make plays for us. So he'll be a welcome addition to our football team.
Philadelphia is branded as an offensive team because of all the plays they were trying to run early in the season, Mike Vick read option. Things have changed a little bit, though, right?
Yeah, their defense has really, really improved from the beginning of the season. I think they've adjusted to that quick pace offense that they have and some of those three and outs that put them on the field early in the season quite often. So they've begun to play better. They've begun to understand the difference in the 4-3 and the 3-4, what they converted from. So they're playing better.
Brian Robinson and Jared Allen each have 7 sacks. Nifty little battle to the wire between those two to see who wins. I'm not going to make you predict which one's going to finish with more, but nevertheless, they're going to battle it out to the end, right?
They will, and from my perspective, I'd like to see them get in double digits, the both of them. I'd be happy to see that.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter to me who ends up with the top number, but both being in double digits would make me very happy.
Last one before the fan question. Cordarrelle Patterson with a big game at Baltimore, sneaking into Rookie of the Year conversation, despite not playing much on offense the first half of the season. Talk about his development and what has impressed you most.
He has just continued to work hard, Paul, throughout the year. Early on, as you mentioned, we didn't play him a whole lot on offense. He was a very good returner for us in the first half of the season. That has continued. But his growth and development as a wide receiver, I mean, it just continues to move forward. So we've added a little bit more to his plate each week because of that. I think George Stewart, along with our coordinator, Bill Musgrave, they've done a tremendous job of just coming up with new ways to feature him here in the second half of the season.
Here's a question for Minnesota Vikings head coach Leslie Frazier. It is Ask Coach. And you can submit questions by going to Vikings.com and finding the media vault. This one is from at Gary Goulash. We have Chad Greenway coming up on the show very shortly. Leslie, what kind of season is Chad Greenway having?
You know, there was a period there, Paul, where he struggled with a broken hand, with 2 bones broken his hand, and that held him back a little bit. But over the last, say, 2 or 3 weeks, we've begun to see more of the Chad that we're accustomed to see, making big plays, a la the play that he made in the Baltimore game on the interception. He's tackling better, but he struggled for a while with that broken hand, as you can imagine, playing linebacker. And as that hand has gotten better and the cast has gotten smaller, his play has improved.
We had some big plays in that Ravens game. Let's take a peek.
Hey, Paul, let's take a look at one of the big plays from our game from Baltimore. And there were numerous big plays, but this is early on.
Look at that snow.
And we talked about being able to get turnovers, and the conditions were not necessarily conducive to turnovers, but we found a way in this case. And Chad Greenway does a real good job against their running back. Joe Flacco tries to play down the field, throws it up. Chad jumps up, makes a great catch, which is not easy to do in these conditions now. It takes great concentration with the snow falling in your face on a slippery field. You can see the back free release, win man coverage. Great job. Joe has a little bit of time. Chad does a terrific job of finishing the play. Big play for us. Allowed us to get the football and get it turned over. We're late in the game. We're down. We need to get a touchdown to win the game. It's 3rd and 10. And, you know, we want to get the ball in one of our playmakers' hands. Adrian is out of the game at this point. He's injured. We have a new playmaker, a guy who's making a ton of plays, not only on kickoffs, but Cordarrelle Patterson ends up catching just a typical screen, and we're running early downs. Look at the block by Matt Asado here, double block by Matt, and then the rest is all up to Cordarrelle, outrunning the entire defense. Great move on their safety, cutting it back, and then finishing the run. And once he gets ahead, nobody's going to walk him down. But a great executed play by our entire offense. Our line takes care of their responsibility, blocking the guys they have to block. Good job by Phil Loadholt, getting the cut block. And then good job by Matt. You can see the block by Joe Berger. And then the rest is up to Cordell, and he has the speed and the vision and the confidence to cut back on a slippery field. That's not easy to do. But there's Cordell doing what he does best, catching the football and running with it and finishing in the end zone. Great play.